Yes. I tell you what, friend, if you're healthy tonight and if you're able to be here, you better thank Jesus. This pastor's seen a lot of stuff lately. You better thank Jesus. Amen. And Davida, all these prayer requests. Brother James, come on by. I don't know what mic you want, but just bless the folks. I've got to step out for a few minutes, but I'll be back in here in just a few minutes.
Ain't God good tonight? Amen. You know, like Brother Green said, a lot of people's going through a lot of things this day and time. But you know, God's still on the throne. Amen. He still answers prayer. And you know, it's no time for us to get heartbroken or change our mind. It's time us to keep on going and get ready to go home. Because it ain't long. He is coming back. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 1, 2, 3. Praise the Lord. Like I said, I was sitting at the house on Monday, and the pastor texted me and asked me what I feel in for tonight. I told him I'd be glad to, because I know what he's been going through. Our pastor and his wife needs our prayers. Amen? And I know we need to be praying for each other. If you have Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1, 2, 3, say amen. Amen. It simply says, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. It says, remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them will suffer adversity as being yourself also in the body. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity to stand in this holy place this evening. Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, we need your anointing. Lord, we need a coal off the altar tonight, apply to our lips. Father, Lord, that we may minister your word, that Father, Lord, someone can be lifted up this evening. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we ask all in Jesus' name. And the people said, amen and amen. I really want to look at verse 1 tonight where it says, let brotherly love continue. You know, brotherly love is one of the most important virtues in the New Testament. You know, Paul also goes on to say, told about them, about love. But you know what? The church tonight, I think we do a good job here because everybody here I met has been good to me and loved me. But you know, I think as a whole, the church could do a better job when it comes to loving each other. Amen. He goes on to say, if you look at it, he said, there who like the common bond, having been saved through faith in death of Christ, cannot but have feelings toward each other. He goes on to say, brotherly love, as used here by Paul for in the Greek, where it comes from Philadelphia. In this instant, it's not agape. If you go to John 3:16, where it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that's agape love. That's the kind of love that God gives us that we might understand and we might can have this brotherly love. Amen? We can't love each other without loving him first. Amen? We got to have the love of God in here. And then the love of God, when it showed abroad in our hearts, would shine out to everyone else and allow us to love each other. As you look at that word Philadelphia and we break it down and we look at the word philo, which is P-H-I-L-E-O, this here speaks of human affection, kindness, non-ethical, through perfectly legitimate form of love. This refers to the love, the social connection that we have as brothers and sisters. We see tonight there's plenty of commands throughout the Bible that says love God, love God's word, love your brethren, and love your neighbor, and also love your enemies. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 through 45. It says, you have heard that it had been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. Verse 44. Says, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Verse 45. says that you might be called, that you might be the children of your Father which is in heaven. See, this word love tonight carries a lot. If you tell somebody you love them, you better mean it. Amen. And when you love somebody, when he said, Paul said here, let us continually in brotherly love, what he was talking about there is we go back and we look. See, a lot of Jews at that time was wanting to return back to Judaism. And they was going to leave and return back to that. But Paul said that when they done this, that the Corinthian church, that they still need to love, have that brotherly love continue. If there's one thing the church needs today is to let brotherly love continue throughout. The first thing we say, what is love? Love isn't sentiment. It's not pity. It's not sympathy, nor is lust. But true love is like Moses when the burning bush and it glows continually. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Verse 8, He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So see, we see tonight that love is the language of the heart of the believer in Jesus Christ. We can tell everybody all day long that we are Christians. We can have all the gifts in the world. We can be out here. We can have speaking in tongues, laying hands on people and healing. But if we don't have love, it don't mean anything. Amen? And I see tonight, that's how we win the lost. When Jesus went about doing good, he went about, his love reached out to the lost. You see tonight, when the people comes into the house of the Lord, it don't matter what we got people speaking in tongues or laying a home. Paul said, don't strive for that. What we need to be striving for is letting brotherly love continue among the brethren. Amen? And that's what we need as a whole, and that's how we win the lost. When people comes into our house, the preacher up here preaching, he preached with the love of God and the love of Christ. The love is what gets a hold of the heart. Amen? And that's what we like, and we need the love of God, and we need to continue. Just because we love somebody don't mean we like what they're doing. Amen? We need to continue to love people that's been in our church and left. When we meet them out, we don't need to have no harsh word for them. We need to let them know we love them, we miss them, we like to see them again, and that we're praying for them. And let them feel that genuine love that comes from you and I, but only Christ can give it through us. He said in 1 Thessalonians 4:19, says, But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. We see that this is a divine ingredient. We can have everything else and not have no love. Love is the key to the lost. We are living in a hurting world. Just like Brother Green said, he's got all this going on, and I know what it is to attend to the elderly. Believe me. And you got to have patience. You especially got to have patience when somebody's got dementia. I don't know if anybody's ever been around somebody with that. But you got to have patience with that. And you know, in the church, we need to have patience with each other. Amen? Because we don't know what somebody's gone through this week. We see a brother or sister come in and a frown on their face and maybe they didn't speak to us. Don't get hard about that. Just pray for that individual. Amen? That's what love is. Love conquers all ills. Amen? We need to learn to pray for each other. We need to let brotherly love continue. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 says, Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. What lives he's talking about? He's talking about not our physically, but our spiritually. We ought to be there spiritually for each other. You see, it don't matter where y'all come from. We all are Christians. We all are part of the body of Christ. There's no high one. There's no low one. We all the same in God's eyes. It don't matter if the man standing behind the pulpit or somebody sitting back there in the pew. God is not a respecter of persons. He loves us all the same. So we should never look down on somebody else. You know, the Bible has preachers, teachers, evangelists, and on through. But that don't make either one of us better than anyone else. Amen. I want it to be said, one thing I've told my kids, and I've always raised them, I don't care what's on my tombstone. I just want somebody to know that I love them. Amen. That's the greatest thing. I don't want to go through this. If I'm not remembered for nothing else in my life, I want people to know, remember, that man loved them. Amen. I love people. I've always had. Verse 17 says, but whosoever hath this world's good and see his brother in need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? You see, tonight, if we know somebody's in need and we can have it, we can share some help with them, we need to share that help. Amen. You say, brother, I don't have no money. He's not talking about sharing only money or wealth. He's talking about sharing a year, sharing a shoulder. Amen. We can share them anything. The poorest man alive can share something with somebody else if it's just a smile. That's what we need to be doing, sharing the love of God with each other. John 15, verses 12 and 13 says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. How many of us really do that? Hey man, think about it. How many of us really could not do better with loving each other? Hey man, he said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Verse 13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. How many of us will step in front of somebody else and take a bullet for them? That's what Jesus done for us. But Jesus gave his life that we might have life. Ain't no one of us tonight will be sitting here without the love of Christ. God don't look at no one of us different. He looks at us all the same. Because he loves each one of us the same. John 16 and 14 said, let all your things be done with charity. Do we, when we do things, want to be seen by people? Or do we do it where God can see it? Think about that. Charity here is love. Romans 12 and 9 says, let love be without dissimulation. Way's commentary says sincere. Moffat says, his translation says the real thing. And the Revised Version says without hypocrisy. And Webster says the meaning of this is to pretend. I've had people in the church pretend they love me. Well, y'all quiet tonight. I've had state overseer say they love me and I knew different. But see, what I'm not serving me and I'm serving God. Hey man, it don't matter what men does to me. Oh, I'm interested in what God knows about me. Hey man, see, God don't look at the exterior. God don't look how adequate I speak standing up here. God looks at my heart. Hey man, the Bible said out of the abundance of the heart does what? The mouth speaketh. People can tell if you love them when they talk to you a little bit. Hey man. People can feel it. They know the difference between true love and genuine love. 1 Peter says, verse 1 and 20, chapter 1, verse 22. Says, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Unfeigned here means not counterfeit. How many knows the devil's got a counterfeit for everything God has? But he don't have a counterfeit for real love. He don't have a counterfeit for real love. Genuine love. That's what they say in there. Unfeed. Fervent here means boiling, hot, or glowing in the Greek. 1 Peter 4 and 8 says, above all things, have fervent charity among yourself, for charity shall cover a multitude of sin. Love covers all. Jesus said, while I was still a sinner, he died for me. I don't have power to cover my sin, but God does through his blood. But that right there says, charity shall cover a multitude of sin. I don't know what that does for you, but that does a lot for me. I'm not perfect. I mess up. But God loves me. And God loves you. 1 John 3:18 says, my little children, let not your love be in word, love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and truth. Actions does what? Somebody said it. Action speaks louder than words. Bible said, husbands, love thy wife. A wife can know if a husband loves them or not. Just like a husband can tell if a wife loves them or not. Love ain't always got to be said. Love is done through little things that we do for each other. I mean, I'm not saying it's not good to tell your wife that you love them. But love, just saying I love you and no action there don't mean nothing. You hear what I'm saying? And if we tell God we love him, we got to put some action to our words. If we love God, we're going to be in God's house. Hello? Not just Sunday morning, but Sunday night, Wednesday night. I know there's all the time, a lot of times when people can't be here, they get sick and things happen. But you look around, you see a church full of people on Sunday morning, but Sunday night and Wednesday night, where are they at? But you talk to them, they love God. God, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things shall be added unto you. This say seek worldly pleasure. It says, seek the things of God. This is how you know that you love me. Galatians 5:13 says, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion of the flesh, but by love serve one another. I love what Brother Green done. This towel, you don't mind me messing with it, do you, brother? This towel here is a servant's towel. You remember what? I want to go back to something. I don't know. I know we don't talk about foot washing and stuff like that no more. But I remember back in the day we had foot washings. And I remember some good old times shouting and glorifying God. It just says something about humbling yourself down washing the brother's feet. Boy, you quiet on me. But I think about a time when Jesus got all his disciples around and he got a towel. And he took, and the Bible said he girded himself with that towel. Back then, it was a custom when people had been out walking, when they come to the house, it was customary for the whoever the person was, let them come in, that they'll wash their feet for them. So Jesus got down and began to wash the disciples' feet. When he got to Peter, Peter said, Lord, you ain't washing my feet. I don't know why I'm going here, but I'm going here anyway, because it's not in my notes. He said, Lord, you're not washing my feet. Jesus said, if I wash not your feet, you have no part with me. He said, Lord, not only my feet, but my hands, wash everything. The foot washing is not so much what it is. It's well to have being humble enough to do that, to love your brother enough or your sister to do that for them. That's what love is all about. Philippians 1:9. And this I pray, that you love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Paul prayed that the church here at Philippi and all the rest of them, that their love would continue to grow more and more. And I want to tell you something. The more you get in this Bible, the more your love will grow. Because this Bible, everything in it, from the beginning to the end, is love. All the do's and don'ts and all that, that don't matter. The greatest thing in this word is love. The greatest thing about the church is not that speaking in tongues. I'm not knocking it. I speak in tongues. But the greatest thing about the church in the beginning that was said, how that they loved one another. If we could get back and love one another, love looks past blemishes. Love don't look what's in front of you. Love looks what can happen in Christ. It don't matter what you've done tonight, Jesus loves you. He wants you. For it says, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Bible said, judge not that you be not judged. If you out here judging somebody, you're not loving them. I think about a time when the Bible talks about when somebody come into church, an old beggar garment and old clothes, and they were sitting back in the very back of the church or where they couldn't be seen. Then there's another man come in all gold and all souped up and smelling all fresh and neat. They ushered him down to the front of the church. Is that love? That's not love. I was reading a story here a while back, which I like to read. It was a pastor. He was leaving his church, but he was going to go to another church. And it was like a few weeks before he's supposed to be there. So he went, dressed up as a beggar, put beggar garments on, and went and sat down in front of the door of the church that he was getting ready to pastor. And it was on Sunday. And everybody come by. They got their kids and they pulled their kids away from them. They wouldn't have nothing to do with them. Several of the deacons in the church going out there and said, sir, you need to move on. So a little bit after church started, he got up and come through the door. They had the doors locked, you know. He got up and he already had his keys. He unlocked the door and started walking down the aisle. Some of the ushers met him, tried to turn him around. He said, no. He come on up here and got on the stage, began to take the garment off. By the way, he had a nice suit on underneath of it. He took the beggar garments off. And the people said, he said, I see I got a lot of work here to do at this church. Boy, you quiet. I'm talking about love tonight. Not one person reached out to that pastor because they didn't know he was a pastor. But if he had been sitting there or standing there in his three-piece suit and his shiny shoes, oh, I love you, brother. I love you. Jesus would never walk by that beggar. Nowhere in this Bible did Jesus walk by anybody. But Jesus went the route that he knew where the hurting was at. People are hurting. You say, brother, I can't do nothing. How many here sitting tonight? How many here's got a voice tonight? If you can't do anything but pray for somebody, you've done them a blessing right there. Genuine pray for somebody. Mama tells me all the time, she said, James, I just don't know why I'm still here. I'm suffering. I'm doing this and that. I said, Mama, how many phone calls you got today and asked somebody that's asked you to pray for them? When somebody asks Mama to pray, Mama don't get down and pray, lay me down to sleep. I woke up in the middle of the night, just lay there for an hour, hour and a half. Mama just sitting there praying, talking to Jesus. We love each other. We need to pray one for another. 1 Thessalonians Chapter 4, verse 9 says, but as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, For ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Verse 10. And indeed you do it toward all the brethren which are in Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more and more. Paul didn't exhort them to speak in tongues. Paul wasn't exhorting them to lay hands on the sick. Paul was exhorting them to have more love and let love grow. Love. But I'm glad, y'all don't know why y'all so quiet tonight. I know it's not a shouting message, but we need this love that Paul talking about. To give you a great witness of this love. If you go back to the book of Genesis, there's a young man called Joseph. Joseph was loved by his daddy. He had brothers that despised him. Oh, his daddy worked and worked and made him a coat of many colors. Boy, old Joseph loved that coat. He put it on and pranced around there in front of his brother, and his brother got more jealous. So they begin to devise an evil plan. So they took the brother out, and he took that coat out, and they threw him in the pit, and they took him when the people come from Pharaoh, they picked him up and sold him and dipped his clothes in blood and took it back to his daddy. They thought they was doing something ill toward Joseph, but that was God's plan. God's always got a plan. See, God looked down the future and knew that Israel was going to starve to death. So when Joseph got to Egypt, he found favor with Pharaoh. So Pharaoh took him up and gave him and set him up. They built barns and he went to the Pharaoh and he said, hey, there's a famine coming. So we need to take and we need to store these up. There's going to be 7 years of famine, so we need to fill the barns up. Israel started starving. So they sent them boys down and said, hey, go down and see if you can get us some food. And when they come down, Joseph looked. They didn't recognize Joseph because Joseph had aged. But Joseph knew them as his brother. Joseph was a powerful individual. But what did Joseph do? He had compassion on them. He didn't hold that no more. He didn't hold that ill will. He took him in there and he gave him the food and he said, they kept Benjamin. He said, go and come back. His brothers couldn't believe it. Joseph was a type of Christ. I want to tell you something tonight. It don't matter what you've done tonight or where you've been or where you come from. Jesus loves you right where you're at. You can't change anything about yourself. If you're an alcoholic, you can't change to be an alcoholic. If you're a drug addict, you can't change being a drug addict. But Jesus can change you. How many of us, when we walk by somebody and we know we can see that they're out of it? Oh, look at that trash standing there. Sitting there. What would Jesus say to that person sitting there in need? That's somebody's son or daughter sitting there. The love I'm talking about tonight will reach out to that person. I'm not saying give them some money. You give them some money, they go and go get another fix. But how many know one small kind word might change that life? Through love. Fourth thing tonight, why is this kind of love necessary? 1 John 4:21. Said, in this commandment have we from him that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. This love is manifested to the world through us. John 13:34-35. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Verse 35. This is the one I really want you to look at. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you hate one another. Is that what he said? Love one another. Do we love each other? Do we, when we see our brother or sister doing something that we don't agree with, do we share it with something? But do we share it with another brother or sister in the church? Or do we share it in our closet and talk to God about it? There's nothing wrong going to say, well, talking to somebody else in church, well, sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so, they need prayer. You don't say, I seen them down here in a saloon, or I seen them out here somewhere. You say, that person needs prayer. And leave it at that. If we really Jesus' disciples, we need to have this kind of love tonight. See, it was said again, as I said a while ago, of the early church, how they loved each other. Colossians chapter 3, verse 14 says, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. Put on. Jesus said in his word, take up thy cross daily and follow me. How many knows when we put the cross on, that's putting love on? When we pick up that cross, we're picking up his love. That's how much he loved me tonight, was the cross. You don't hear preachers preaching on the cross or the blood. No more, because it's not popular. I ain't trying to win a popularity contest. They don't preach on love that much. I'm not trying to win a popularity contest. I preach what God lays on my heart. And I've always been that way. I might not speak long and I might not have these fancy words, but I speak what God lays here. I want people to know, if they don't know nothing else, like I said earlier, I want them to know that I love them. My kids, sometimes when they go with me, I speak to everybody I come in contact with. Daddy, who's that? Who was that, Daddy? So that's why I don't like going with you sometimes. You just know everybody. You speak to everybody. The Bible said you got to show yourself friendly to make friends. The Bible said wherever Jesus went about, he went about doing good. I don't believe Jesus ever walked by one person and didn't speak to him. Some people having a bad day, a kind word or a smile will go a long way. When people comes in our church, they need to see us loving each other. I know we ain't supposed to hug each other's neck right now and all this stuff, but we still do. I'm not living in fear of myself. I want people to know I love them. Colossians 2 and 2 says that their hearts might be comforted being knit together in love. The church needs to be knitted together. If people would come in here and see, and I think they will, because we do a good job of it here, see us knitted together in love. It says, and unto all these riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and the Father and of Christ. What are we supposed to be needed together with? Love. Love conquers all ills. Moffat says, welded together. Anybody ever weld in here? Brother Green, he's a welder. You got to make sure that joint's right or it won't hold. You want me to tell you, when Jesus come back, he's coming back after a church that's knitted or welded together. Not by worldly means, but by his love. Greater love hath no man than a man that laid down his life for his friend. 1 John 2:10. He that loveth his brother abideth in light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Wow. You want to know how to stop some stumbling? Read that verse. He that loveth his brother abideth in light, and there is none occasion stumbling in him. Jesus is the light unto our path. We need to walk in his light. And if we walk in his light, we're going to have that love, that brotherly love. 1 John 3:14 says, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. That is strong language. If you do not love your brother genuinely, you have not passed into life yet. Hello? That's not my word. That's the word. That's what the word of God says right there. That's what he says. 1 John 4:12. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us. John 4:11. 1 John 4:11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. The greatest thing we can do for each other is pray for each other. We need to love each other. We need to let people know that we love each other. We go outside these walls and we meet each other in a store and we walk right by them with a nose in the air and not speak. Somebody standing over here on the next aisle watching, see, they go to church together. Look, they didn't even speak to each other. What kind of church did they go to? Hello? But then we come up, hey, brother, how are you? People stop and take notice. We stop and chat with each other, shake hands, maybe or hug each other's neck, whichever one you want to do, whichever one you feel safe doing. Hey, they got something. We need to go back to that church. When they come in, they meet you with a good handshake. Good to have you. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. Last verse, 1 Corinthians 13:8. Says, charity never faileth. Only part of that verse I'm going to read. Charity never faileth. I'm not on a sinking ship tonight. My ship can't go down. Long as Jesus is on board. The disciples on the storm that night, Jesus was down in the bow asleep. And the disciples got scared. They run down and shook Jesus. Master, Master, care us not that we perish. Jesus looked up. He was tired. He said, oh, you of little faith. He said, I'm on board. What he was saying, I'm on board. This ship ain't going nowhere. He walked up, walked to the bow and stretched forth his hand and said, peace, be still. And there was a great calm. Jesus can calm your ship tonight. He can calm your storm. Let us stand. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity to see you. Father, Lord. Lord, I just ask you, let us take this word, Father, Lord Jesus, and let us take it, Father, Lord, and apply it to our daily lives, our daily walk, where we go and anywhere we may be. Lord, let our love shine forth to a lost and dying in a hurting world. Lord, it don't cost nothing. This love don't cost nothing because you done paid for all for it. Lord, I want your love to shine forth and be in me. Lord, more than anything else, more than any other gifts in the word, Father, Lord, I want you to let love come forth from me. Lord, help me not to look down on others or look at their mistakes or look down in judgment. But Lord, let me look at them and say, and give me a burden that I can pray for them. Because Lord, you said in your word, if we pray one for another, we should overcome. And Lord, I want to be an overcomer. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name. Y'all shake hands. You're dismissed.